Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great morning to you. It is a wonderful Wednesday, July 8th, 2015. You've tuned into Couch Conversations. This show is an outreach of Blessed and Know It Ministries, virtual ministry for virtually everybody. Always available to you via our website, BakiMinistries.wix.com/Baki. Also, check us out on social media, Facebook, Google+, Vine, Twitter, Instagram, or hashtag RevJ or hashtag Baki Ministries, hashtag Couch Conversations. We are on the World Wide Web, reminding you that your life is worth living and living out loud. I'm your host, RevJ, and I'm, of course, excited that you tuned in today. Yes, we've made a little switcheroo. Yes, we've been focusing on family for about 2 weeks now, and we've got a couple more episodes in this series to go. Why are we switching over to families? Because most of our individual issues arise from some sort of family issue, a lot of which we have not dealt with or not dealing with or not willing to face, or maybe we just don't know how at this stage in our life. And so we decided to dedicate at least a good month, 4 solid weeks, 3 episodes a week, to make sure that, you know, we're covering this base as well, because we don't want you to feel alone or isolated or like you're in this by yourself, because reality is there are so many of us going through something with our families and family members and exchange family members and blended family members. And so we want to make sure we kind of give you tools so that you can address what needs to be addressed, so that you can live your best life ever. And in turn, your family can have your support, your love, and a healthier version of you mentally, physically, and spiritually. With that said, today is no different. Today's show, we're going to focus on the family meeting. What? There's a family meeting. No, seriously, this tool right here? Oh, my gosh. So, we're not talking about, like, calling up Great Aunt Betty and Uncle Ben and all them. We're talking about the people who live in your immediate household having regular scheduled family meetings. Sometimes impromptu, maybe, but most of the time scheduled. Why? Because consistency works. Those of us who have teenagers in our home know, whoo, boy, especially we have teenagers with electronics, know the difficulties that often sometimes arise in communicating with your teen, your preteen, your child who is his or her head stuck in an electronic for at least 2 to 4 hours a day. When your child is in that world, getting them to come back to the real world can oftentimes bring up arguments and disagreements and misunderstandings that can really be handled in a family meeting setting. So as we set up these boundaries, as we set up these things going forward, just know that it works on all ages, including toddlers, all the way to tweens and teens and in their 20s. Yeah, it works. Why does it work? Because, again, it is not good for man to be alone. No man is an island. We are not meant to walk this gift called life alone or isolated from anyone. When we have these family meetings, it opens up dialogue and discussion, and it sets structure, and it builds the bonds. How is all this done? Because there is power in a family meeting. So if you're new to this whole idea, we were kind of new to it too, so it's okay. So if you're new to this whole idea, you can start off, you know, Googling some things. I found one of the best articles on family meetings on something called Positive Discipline. I love this site. Okay, so when they said positive discipline and then they said family meetings, I was like, I'm not trying to use this as a tool to, you know, like beat my child or, you know, come down on my child. So, of course, I had to read the whole article to see their standpoint. But discipline is not always a response to a negative behavior. Had to remember that. Kind of forgot it for a moment. Discipline is also about structure and routine and how do you want them to be able to handle life events. And as you open up these communication, set open communication tabs, your child grows to expect them and appreciate them. It's really amazing. So on positive discipline when we're setting up these things, because eventually they're going to have to sit in work meetings and school meetings and all these other type of meetings. So it's like a training. And eventually they're going to have all these other issues going on in their life. And you'll find with the hustle and bustle of all these different rehearsals and practices and jobs and work schedules and assignments, you will find that there is a need for the family to come together. There is a need for family to just woo-saw, for lack of a better term or lack of a better, you know, saying. We need to get back to the time when we're together. And sometimes we can't always have family meals like generations ago, and sometimes we can't always have this wonderful sit-down time. But what we do have, we have to set up now. We have to schedule it now. And it's important. And, again, they'll grow to look forward to it. So as you're setting up a family meeting, what's the first thing you should do as you're brainstorming this? You need an agenda. What? Oh, my gosh, this has too structured already. No, trust. This tool right here, in line, it keeps things orderly. And in case, you know, later on, if you're having these family meetings, things get intense and there are more intense things to handle, you'll find that the agenda will help keep things flowing so we're not stuck on one issue. Like, why are you not feeding the dog that you said you wanted? It is not, you know. Because, you know, sometimes things can go on and on, and we can drag things out way longer than it needs to be. But when you have an agenda and a set time to begin with a set time to end, roundabout, you know, give yourself a time window. When you set that up, then you find out, okay, so I've got each person has this amount of time to do this, blah, blah. We'll get on to it. But the agenda, that tool right there, there are five components to this. You got to do something with some sort of compliments. You got to brainstorm solutions if there's a situation going on. Then you need to incorporate some sort of family fun activity. It could be a game, cooking, popcorn, a movie. And then you have to bring out a calendar. What? Yes. Because how often is it that we have forgotten, okay, I'll say me, as a parent, has forgotten something that was important to our children. I didn't put it on my calendar. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's great, let's go. And then the event comes up and you're like, what? Why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you remind me? I totally forgot. If we bring out the calendar, the family calendar, everyone can program it into their phone or write it down, put it in an important place where everyone can see, and set the reminder. So, hey, we're going to the Indians game on Saturday, 6 p.m., which means everybody has to be back at the house to make sure that we're all there. We have tickets in this section, yada, yada, yada. Then you assign roles. Who's going to get the tickets? Who's going to get the seating? Are we going to address those things, you know, that are important for whatever the event may be? So use, maintain, get an agenda. Also, you're going to need a journal. For what? Oh, my gosh, this sounds so structured. I know, right? But you're going to need a journal to write down the key points of this family meeting. Like, we agree as a family that on Thursdays, we're going to turn off all of our electronics and just have family time in addition to our regularly scheduled Sunday family meeting. Oh, so when Thursday comes, we're like, oh, guys, remember, we said it in the meeting, here's the notes. And it's not one person's opinion, it's actually written down and everyone has agreed upon it. Okay. I like number two on their list, where it says compliments. Sometimes it may be hard if we've had a difficult or trying week to find something encouragingly positive to say to a toddler or a teen that has tried every nerve in our body. But the importance of giving and receiving compliments, again, is teaching life lessons. You have got to find a way to find the good in everybody. And eight, okay, all people have some sort of good in them, but at least 8 out of 10 times, there is something positive you can say. You know what, Bill? I really appreciate how you squeeze the toothpaste from the bottom instead of the middle because you know that irritates me. Something. I don't know. That may sound petty to some people, but I love when the toothpaste is squeezed from the bottom. That matters to me. I don't know. Maybe it's me. But find something to compliment. I appreciate the way that you did your homework without anyone having to fuss at you this week. That was great. Find something to compliment. And everyone goes around the circle, the group, whatever, what have you, and finds a compliment for at least one other person. You can have like a fishbowl with everyone's name in it, and you pluck the name out, and so therefore everyone gets a chance to say something nice, and everyone has heard something nice. And then you receive the compliment. Now, I know, but with thank you, teaching your children manners at an early age really matters, and it matters on a bigger perspective than we realize when they're young. But when the manners take them to their job interview, when the manners get them in the front door, when other people aren't using their manners, you find out, like, wow, what mom taught me, what dad taught me, what the family taught me really does work. It's not just going to be blah, 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 like one person having the floor all the time. That's not fair. No one wants to hear that. No one wants to participate in that. And then, although you may have 500 valid points, this is only a 20-minute meeting at the most. All your valid points can be heard some other time or throughout the week. Spread some stuff out. Give everyone a chance to be the leader. Help your toddlers, help your elementary school age kids, you know, learn their leadership skills. Set up the family meeting so they can set the agenda. They can set the tone. They can discuss what type of cookies they're going to make or what family game they're going to play afterwards or which movie they're going to pick out. Give them the opportunity to lead, because what are we raising? We're raising leaders. We're not just raising followers and little submissive sheep. We are raising independent thinkers. And so we have to give them the opportunities to develop and hone those skills, and we'll find out that they will get better in time. And the same way you have a child lead the meeting, you can also have a child take the notes from the meeting, develops their handwriting, works on their self-control, shows them another way of doing things, gives them a sense of responsibility. All of these are just stepping stones, building upon the next one. The family fun activity, remember we talked about this last week, everything does not have to cost goo gobs of money. And at the end of the day, kids want your time. Parents, put down the distractions. Give the kid all of you, all of your attention, all of your desire. Even if you got 720 other things to do, this 20-minute window once a week is not going to hurt or kill or destroy any major business plan that you have outside of your family. But what it will do is it will guarantee that your family has a sense of structure, a sense of responsibility, and a sense that you are there with them in the moment. Yes, it seems a little weird for some of us. Yes, it's a little different. Yes, there's 720 things that you could be watching on the stupid television. But at that moment, it should be a no electronic zone, unless, like, you're playing an electronic game. But during that time, what you're finding is, as you give them quality time and listen to their concerns, as special as they may be, the fact that, you know, maybe your daughter wants to have a tea party and everyone has to come in their little fancy hats to the family meeting, please engage and let that child have her tea party, and please wear the fancy hat that she has asked you to wear. Why? Because it shows her that she matters, that her desires are important. And when we set this up at her young age, wow, you matter, your opinion's important, and we are willing to do, within reason, the things that you want us to do because you're an important member of the family. You do not know what that does for a young child's self-esteem, because children are constantly, pick me, pick me, pick me, and so many things they do, and you're actually picking them and their activity, and you're giving them 20 minutes, for real, out of 24 hours, 20 minutes, once a week, family meeting, really, that is an investment that you cannot get back at that moment in time, but it's an investment that lays the foundation for future engagement. And once you find out that the family meetings are a safe place to talk, like, more serious issues will come up. It could start off with, oh, my gosh, my friend at school just keeps picking her nose and flicking it. Ew, what should I do about that? It may start off with something like that. As they get older, it will progress too. So, what is a condom? How do I use a condom? Why are they talking about condoms on the school bus? It could progress too. Okay, I really think my friend has a problem. I went over to her house, and she was changing her clothes, and I saw these bruises on her wrist. I don't really know what that means. What do you think? Oh, I need help picking out this. It will progress to bigger issues, and if you set it up as soon as possible now, as you deal with the smaller than big issues, you will find out that the trust is there. If you're not flying off the handle, responding to stuff, oh my gosh, I can't believe it, calmly, rationally, you are also showing them through role modeling how to respond to life events, because all day, every day, life keeps happening. To decide, am I going to respond big to this? Am I going to respond calm to this? Am I going to be calm during this meeting and then call up so-and-so's parents later and just give them a heads up about what's going on? Am I going to go to the school? Am I going to call the school? Am I going to talk to the counselor? How do I handle this? All that doesn't need to be discussed in the family meeting. Just support your child in the moment and be thankful that you set up an opportunity for your child to feel safe enough to come and talk to you, because it's all too often that our kids will sit up in their rooms and no one interacts with them. No one ever comes in to hear them. No one ever comes, what are you doing? And parents end up on the news, and I didn't even know. I didn't know that she was building a bomb in the basement and that she had this list of people that she wanted to kill. Really? You didn't know? In your own house? How you didn't know? Because you're not connecting with the people that you created. That's why I said it. You're not connecting with them. But family meetings are one of the best ways to make that happen, to grow the family into a more cohesive unit. Therefore, when or if someone or something comes in and doesn't quite line up with your set of values, rules, or ideas, your teen, your tween, your toddler, they come to you and be like, I don't understand why Tommy doesn't share with me. We always share at this house. Maybe his parents don't know how to share. So that's why he doesn't share. And they can come up with brainstorming ideas, and they can use those tools that you've taught them and instilled in them. And I know, trust, because we've been there recently, I know this sounds a little weird for some of us. I understand all that. But what I also know is my return on investment is what I'm looking at, the bigger picture. I have open lines of communication with my girls, and they have open lines of communication with me. There are open lines of communication with my husband, and he has open lines of communication with me. And sometimes during these family meetings, we can bring up some real heavy and serious issues. We can talk about it, and everyone has a voice, and everyone's voice is heard and respected. We may not agree. Trust. We may see things as total opposites, and that is okay. And there may not be a consensus from one family meeting. Sometimes stuff has to carry over, and we have to think that thing out, and we have to replay that in our minds, how to appropriately respond for the greater good of the family. But just to know that that is an option, that our kids have an out, that as spouses, we are parenting together. We have an out. We have outlets within each other that we can plug into and, you know, recharge, and also plug into and also, like, download. Whew. And it's a safe place, and it's a balance place, because we don't see things eye to eye. And some of us are very strong-willed and strong-tempered, and we get very, you know, boisterous, I'll say, for lack of a better word, in the meeting. But at the end of the day, we know it's all love. At the beginning of the meeting, it's love. And then they're talking about ending the meeting. Definitely want to end it on a high note, and the calendar seems to be the consensus for ending it. So, of course, you're planning out things maybe 3 months out. You're also planning stuff for the week. Like, hey, guys, Wednesday's free day on the menu. Anybody got any suggestions for Wednesday's dinner? Oh, yeah, let's do this. Great, thanks, I got it. I'll pick up the groceries on Monday. You guys can prep it on Tuesday. I'll make it on Wednesday. Great, that works. Again, give everybody a voice, responding appropriately, listening, not just listening to respond, but actually listening. And if you don't understand what someone is saying, can you repeat that? Or you say stuff like, you know, I heard you say that you don't like to wear matched socks. Is that fair? Is that what you really said? And then the child be like, no, I don't like matching my socks. They're my socks. They go on my feet. No one matches them. I don't want to match them. And in the big picture of life, whether or not your child wears two blue socks or a blue and a gray sock, does it really matter every single day? Probably not. The world will not end because your child has on mismatched socks. Maybe you can let go of the reins just a little bit to allow your child to have free sock Friday. I don't know. Come up with what works for your house and then move forward in that. These do not have to be like strenuous family meetings. These can be lighthearted, fun. Guys, guess what? It's sugar cookie week. Let's go ahead on and get the cookie mix out and you guys are making cookies from scratch and discussing all the things that's come up this week. But again, do not forget to write the stuff down. Do not forget to knock the calendar at the end. And do not forget to have fun, because it's enough stress in life. As parents and co-parents and siblings, we have enough going on in our lives. We do not need to add any more stress. And the family meeting is not designed to be stressful 101. What it is designed is to bring unity, cohesiveness, and structure to the family. And that is invaluable. When you can have open communication and fun with your people who live in your house, because to come home to a house of chaos consistently weighs on you. And eventually somebody's not going to come home to that foolishness. Eventually you may have something detrimental or serious on your hands. You may have a daddy who's out drinking at the bar rather than coming home to some foolishness at home. You may have a child who wishes or stays out entirely too late or past curfew because they don't want to hear the arguing or be a part of being pulled into the middle of some family conflict between mom and dad. You may have a kid who constantly wants to go over to their friend's house because your house isn't that place. But you can get your house back in order, and this is one of the tools to do it. So the family meeting, the five steps, agenda, compliment, brainstorm solutions, family fun activity like games, cooking, popcorn, movie, things of that nature, and the calendar for planning the week and some other family fun activities. Everyone has a voice. Everyone deserves to be heard. Everyone gets a choice and gets the opportunity to lead the group, because what are we doing? We are building upon each step. We are growing together. And there will be times when, you know what, there will even have to be some apologies at the family meeting. You know what, guys, I had a really sucky attitude this week. I just want to start by apologizing to you because I was bringing work home or I was bringing school home, and you guys did not deserve that. Do you know what an apology from an adult will do for a child or for a spouse? It speaks volumes. Because oftentimes people go around life acting like they're perfect and they have it all together, and you really get caught up and think some sort of thing about the other person, and you don't even know that they didn't even realize the error of their ways, but you're carrying around grudges and holding nastiness within you. And who does that hurt at the end of the day? That hurts you. And if you're hurt and wounded, you're not at maximum capacity to be as helpful, to be as pleasant as you could be, or to be as supportive as you are needed to be. So in any and all things that we're talking about, make sure that you are checking you before the family meeting. And if you're bringing anything negative, kind of make sure it's on the agenda and also set up the time frame for which you'll discuss it. Because, again, we're not trying to be here for 4 hours listening to you fuss, yell, cuss, throw pots, pans, whatever, because you're in your feelings. Sometimes your feelings are just that, something that needs to be left out of the meeting, and you need to come into the situation with something logical. And, you know, sometimes our feelings have us all over the place. Well, I felt like you were disrespecting me. I wasn't even thinking about you. My mind was on something totally different. Oh, well, that's why I did that. That's why I took your mascara and hid it. Here, you can have it back. Arises out of miscommunication and missed opportunities. But as we set up these family meetings, we can lower that conflict and that tension, that negativity. And if you're finding that the family meetings are getting really deep and there are a lot of issues that, you know, maybe we're not really handling or addressing, it is okay to take the family meeting or to seek outside help for your family meetings. Like, whoa, I didn't realize that it was going to get this intense. And it's been intense for a couple of weeks. Maybe we should call in, like, your pastor, a therapist, a counselor, or just, like, an outside person who can help negotiate the tensions in the meeting. It is never a problem for people who need help to ask for help. You're not an island. You don't have all the solutions. We don't have all the solutions. Life does not have one manual that works for everybody. And so after you've done all that you can do, you're still frustrated, and the family's frustrated, and the meeting's not going right repeatedly, you might need to call in somebody else who might have a little more, but who has another perspective, and who might have a little more training in this to deal with family structures, family counselor, priest, pastor, confidant, you know, someone of that nature, and not just someone who's going to be on your side. Like, y'all really need to listen to her because she works for, again, everyone has a voice. Everyone's voice deserves to be respected and heard. And when we don't understand, we can use reflective statements like, I hear you say, and then repeat back what you heard. And oftentimes what we hear, especially if we're angry or it's a tense situation, is not at all what the person said. Or the person really may need us to reflect back to them because that's not how they meant to say it. See, all of these are great tools. I'm so excited about family meetings. You guys leave us, leave us some Facebook messages about how your family meetings are going because I am excited. For a couple weeks, our family was doing that Would You Rather. It's a game. It's called Would You Rather. Picked it up, Goodwill, $2, very excited. But this game right here has like a gazillion questions. And it's Would You Rather This and Would You Rather That. And what happens is when you play this game, it leads to other things. Like, I would never do such and such. And it's just really a really good gateway or segue so I can really see, you know, how are my children forming their thoughts? What are they really daredevils like that? Oh, my gosh. And then some moments you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm so proud of them. That is a great decision that they would make in that situation. And, of course, it's a game, but it's also a teaching tool. These are teachable moments. And so when you find or pick your family activities or games and stuff, and you find stuff that opens up other doors, so they'll come back like and say, hey, can we play Would You Rather on Thursday? Yep, we sure can. Yes, we can. We can have an electronic free time where we are focused on each other, supporting each other. And so if someone's having a hard time at cheer practice and someone else is doing this and we can come together and put all that other stuff aside and just be us, yay! That is a beautiful thing, and it's beautiful for all who are a part of it. It's beautiful because the family is important. You, as the individual, are definitely important, but the family unit is important, and maintaining your home as a safe place is important, and maintaining boundaries within your home is important. But I promise you, if you start and you are consistent for 6 weeks, with these family meetings, you will start to see changes. No, nothing overnight. No, nothing instantly. And no, it may not cure any and all addictions like that. But what it will do is it will create and recreate a safe place, a place where, you know, communication and our voices can be heard. And not only can they be heard, we can be respected. And, again, it's a teaching tool, not just for our kids, but for us as parents as well, because we can learn from our children. Never too old to learn something new, especially not from your children. They are some of the best teachers ever. If nothing else, they reflect us. And so, wow, if my child needs to change that, 8 times out of 10, I probably need to change that as well. Right. So, hope you guys will start to use the family meetings. I'll post the link on the Facebook page, probably post it on the Google Plus page as well, just to make sure, you know, you have options and other sites you can go to. There's some PDF files also that can go with it if you're still having a little hard time trying to see what is that going to look like. And it may not look picture perfect at first, but it has to be perfect for you. Get it? Because your family is important, and you're important to the family. And the family needs you to be the best you ever, and you need the family to be the best family unit ever. Okay? All right. Well, you guys have a terrific, wonderful Wednesday. I'll be back tomorrow with another great family-focused topic. I will talk to you then. As always, may the God of peace rest, rule, and abide with you now, henceforth, and forever and ever. Have a good one. I'm Rev J. Bye-bye.